Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So Tiffany, did you used to climb trees when you were a kid?
Not really, because I never was very good at it. And second, I was always afraid of falling down and getting injured. What about you?
Yeah, I did enjoy climbing trees. We had in our garden, there was a cherry tree with a few low branches. It didn't produce cherries. It was a bit too old, but we could climb up it and there was a few thick branches. Mm-hmm. We had three willow trees as well, two of which you could climb. The other one was a bit too thin. And then across the road in a park, there was a fallen tree that we could climb on, and there were a few others. So,
That's like a heaven for children, I think.
It basically,
for kids who love doing that.
Yeah, this enormous tree that was just lying on its side, and you could kind of climb. It didn't have any branches, but you could climb up onto the top of it if you were careful and kind of climb up the root bits. So,
did you imagine yourself as a pirate or something? Or
maybe a knight?
An elf
in a tree was probably it. Or, because
Gandalf?
I come from Robin Hood country, I am from Nottingham, where all the Robin Hood stories take place. We were basically Robin Hood. We would go to Sherwood Forest and run around there, maybe climb some trees there. Well, that's us. Tree climbing was fun, but you don't normally expect animals to climb to. Cats, squirrels, maybe.
Yeah.
But we've got today a really unusual climbing animal. Let's read our article, find out what it is.
Reading.
Tree climbing goats in Morocco. Goats are known to be skilled climbers. Thus, it might not surprise you to see these animals in the mountains or climbing rocky peaks. What might give you pause, however, is the sight of a tree full of these creatures. Yet in Morocco, it is common for goats to climb tall argan trees. Food.Morocco has an especially dry climate, and food can be scarce. This makes argan trees, with their leaves and fruits, especially to goats. For centuries, goats argan trees in the hope of having a filling meal. What's more, many locals goats to do so.Some even trim the branches of argan trees to make it easier for goats to climb them. That's because when goats eat argan fruits, they often spit out the hard nuts inside. These nuts, also found in goat droppings, argan oil. This valuable oil helps support the country's economy. In this way,Moroccan goats' unusual habit is valuable to the whole nation.
So there we go, it's goats. Let's read through and find out about these goats. The article starts by saying, goats are known to be skilled climbers.
Know that.
Well, they are known to be for some. I guess they're known for more climbing hills and mountains. That makes sense. But trees, that's a bit different. Are known to be. If something is known to be something, we could also say be known as something. They are known as skilled climbers. We use this to explain that a particular thing has a reputation for beingor doing a particular thing, or just having a fairly well-known characteristic. For example, about a person, we could say Hazel is known to be a diligent student, or is known as a diligent student.
I just know goats and sheep, I think. No, goats. They're known for eating everything.
Yeah, they can eat like metal and some crazy stuff like that.
They eat everything. Mm-hmm. All right, so we see that they are very skilled in climbing trees. So skilled here, it's spelled S-K-I-L-L-E-D. Skilled, it's an adjective and it means to have a lot of skill. So you might have went through some training or you have a lot of knowledge in something, you have a lot of experience of it. So that's that means you gained a lot of different kinds of skills, like playing the piano or playing the guitar. Those are different kinds of skills. For example, we can say, Martin is a very skilled writer and director.
Okay, so goat, good at climbing.
Mm-hmm.
The article carries on, thus or therefore, it might not surprise you to see these creatures in the mountains or climbing rocky peaks.
Mm.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. makes sense. So what's a peak? It's spelled P-E-A-K, peak. And it's got kind of two meanings. Here, it means a mountain with a pointed top. But we can also use the word peak to mean only the pointed top. So it's got two meanings. You've got to think about which one it means. So if a goat is climbing a peak, it's climbing the whole mm-hmm. thing, really, the whole mountain. Or it could be just sitting on the peak, which would be the very top. Here's another example. The experienced mountain climber has scaled every peak in this whole mountain range.
Whoa. All right, so next, the article then says, what might give you pause, however, is the sight of a tree full of these creatures.
Tree okay. full of goats?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Exactly, and that's exactly also what we did. We kind of paused for a bit because we're like, huh? We've never seen this kind of a scene before. And this is also our shortcut for you for today, so let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
That was a crazy news story.
I can't believe it hasn't rained in that country in almost 2 years.
I know. It is obviously making life in that country very hard.
What would the world be like if we ran out of water? This kind of problem really gives me pause.
The video is already paused.
Mm.
Do you want me to start it again?
Actually, the word pause means something else here. To give somebody pause means to cause someone to stop and think carefully about something.
I get it. To give somebody pause means 让某人停下来仔细思考。I don't want to think about a world with no water.
Me neither, but we should consider it before it happens.
I guess you're right. We should be prepared.
Speaking of being prepared, I have an exam tomorrow morning, and I haven't studied.
Your lack of preparation really gives me pause.
Don't think about it too carefully, because you'll probably realize I'm going to fail.
When you give somebody a pause, it's a phrase that means, you know, pause means to stop for a minute, right? When you're mm-hmm. watching a video, maybe you need to go to the bathroom, you can press pause, you stop the video for a minute. So to give somebody a pause means to cause someone to stop and think about something. So yeah, I would definitely be like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like saying make someone stop, give someone pause. Yeah. It's basically the same. So, yeah, a tree full of goats. That, if you saw it, you would certainly go, now what is going on here? Okay, and where does this happen? The article says, yet in Morocco, which is a country in North Africa, it is common for goats to climb tall argan trees in search of food. Now, I had to look this up, but an argan tree, A-R-G-A-N, argan tree, it's a type of tree. It only grows in North Africa. They're about 8 to 10 meters high, but they have very wide branches that spread out quite far.
Okay.
Now, as we'll talk about a bit later, the trees have these hard nuts, and the nuts contain seeds that are rich in oil, and the trees also have this kind of sweet fruit, but the fruit is covered in a more bitter peel. So sort of sweet and bitter all together in one fruit.
Oh, okay. So maybe the goats are climbing the trees because they feel hungry or something.
Well, let's find
out. All right. So next, the article says, Morocco has an especially dry climate and food can be scarce.
Mm.
Okay, right. So they're kind of like in the desert. So
that's almost,
what, almost in the desert.
Yeah, the south of Morocco is where the Sahara Desert hits. So
right.
Not a lot of water in the air.
Right, so food is very scarce there. Now, scarce is spelled S-C-A-R-C-E. Scarce. It's an adjective and it means very, very small in amount or number, or it's not very easy to get. So remember, we can also think about it like this. Water is very scarce in the desert. Right, because it's very dry, there's no food, there's nothing around.
If you haven't got water going through all the fields and the countries, you're not going to be able to grow a lot of grass and other plants that the goats like to eat. So the goats, the ones that are wandering around wild, they're going to get hungry quite easily. So as we see in the article, so there not being much food or food being scarce, that's what this is referring to. This makes argan trees with their leaves and fruits especially attractive to goats. So not only do they eat pretty much everything. So they'll eat the fruits, they'll eat maybe the nuts, they'll eat the leaves, they'll probably eat bits of
the
branches. Yeah, surprised they don't just push it down and just eat it. But they climb up to get the bits they want.
Yeah, and why do they do that? Well, it says, for centuries, goats have been climbing argan trees in the hope of having a filling meal. So for centuries, meaning for hundreds of years, the goats have been doing this. And they do this in the hope of. Now, this phrase means to have something to hope or to wish or hope for something. Okay, usually this sentence pattern is in the hope of this phrase plus a noun or verb plus ing. For example, we can say, we walked further out the road in the hope of finding someone else to help us.
Yeah, we can also say in hopes of has exactly the same meaning. Now, these goats are doing this in the hope of finding a filling meal. Now, the adjective filling, when we talk about a filling meal is one that fills you up so you don't feel hungry afterwards, or you don't need to eat again for a while. For example, if you have a really filling lunch, you might not eat dinner that day.
Mm-hmm.
And now some foods are more filling than others. So meat tends to make you feel full more quickly than like rice or vegetables or other things like that.
Yeah, I've always found the English breakfast to be very filling.
Yes, if you have one of those, you usually skip lunch. That's the one with all the different things on the plate.
I love it. And you usually skip lunch and maybe even till dinner time, you're not very
hungry.
That's
it, you're not really hungry. It's filling.
All right, so let's continue reading. The article says, what's more, many locals encourage goats to do so. Local is spelled L-O-C-A-L, local. It's a noun and it means the people that live in a specific city, town, or area. So if you're born and raised in Taiwan, then you are a local here. However, if you are visiting another country, you're not called a local, you are called a visitor, or we can say you're called a tourist. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. My friend is a local and took us to a lot of delicious restaurants around town.
Okay, so the locals, the people in Morocco, want the goats in the trees.
Why?
Interesting. We also see that some locals even trim the branches of argan trees to make it easier for goats to climb them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to trim something means to cut off a part of something and cut it away, either to make it thinner or, in the case of a plant, have fewer leaves. In the case of a person, you can trim your hair.
Yeah.
We trim it to make it shorter or just so there's less of it. You know, you kind of quickly cut some bits away. You could trim a plant so that the outer leaves and the smaller branches are removed to kind of make it fit a nice shape. You would trim your hedge so it looks square instead of just messy, for example.
Trim your garden.
Exactly.
Some people do that as
well. They trim the grass to make it all look nice. But why? Why are they doing this to get the goats in the trees?
Do they like seeing this image or something?
It's pretty funny, but there's got to be more than that.
Okay, well, let's take a look. It says, that's because when goats eat argan fruits, they often spit out the hard nuts inside. Ah, okay. So I kind of see where this is going because remember, maybe the nut is something that they can use.
Yeah.
Right? So what the goats do is they eat this nut, then they spit it out. Now, spit is spelled S-P-I-T, spit. It's a verb and it means to force something out of your mouth, like saliva or food, Okay, in Chinese we say pui. Okay, a lot of times people spit out the betel nut. Okay, what can you spit out? You can spit out betel nut. This is the, you know, the red, the thing that people chew and they spit the red juice out. It doesn't really smell very nice. Or if the food is too hot, you can spit the food out because maybe it was burning your tongue or something. Okay, so this is what spit, this action is. We can use it in a sentence like this. The soup was too salty, so I had to spit it out.
So spit can also be a noun, mm-hmm. in which case it's kind of the liquid
yeah.
that comes out. And it's an interesting verb. I believe it has two past tense forms, depending
wow.
on where you're from. I think in the UK, we use spat as mm-hmm. the past tense, S-P-A-T. But I think in the US, spit is also the past tense.
But I'm really used to saying spat, though.
Okay.
So I think it also really depends on, you know, just maybe where you're from
or what you've
learned.
Where you've
grown
up and the language you've used. So it's spit
yeah.
and spat, I think, are both okay for the past tense. So the nuts get spat or spit out, and that's what people want. But why? In the article, it says these nuts, also found in goat droppings,
oh.
are used to make argan oil. Now, droppings, and we always use this as a plural noun with the S, droppings. Basically, we mean poop. We mean the poo, goat's poo. But we only really use the word droppings of certain animals, like sheep, goats, birds, insects and kind of things like rats and squirrels and stuff. We don't often say things like cows, they've got their own kind of thing.
Yeah.
We don't use it for humans. We don't say human droppings. We mostly use it for these animals, okay?
Right.
But it's the poo. And of
yeah.
course, if the goats have been eating the nuts and the seeds, it's going to come out
yeah.
the other
actually,
way.
Actually, you know what? I'm starting to get really nervous because actually I use argan oil on my hair sometimes.
Oh.
Because sometimes, like, I think right now it's a beauty trend where you can use
right.
this oil to help, you know, take
so
care of your hair.
So you're using oil that may have come out of a goat's
poo
yeah.
droppings? Probably.
Why not just use the goat poo?
Oh,
maybe that'll work.
But then it won't smell nice.
Okay.
I like the argan oil because it smells nice.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, I don't want to think about it right now, but the article then says, this valuable oil helps support the country's economy.
Yeah, right? I guess if you can use it to make mm-hmm. hair treatment stuff, that's pretty valuable.
Yeah, why not use it? I'm buying it. All right, so we see the word support here. It's spelled S-U-P-P-O-R-T, support. Support is a verb and it means to show that you approve something by doing it or to show help or assistance. Okay, so for example, have you ever thought about this? What do you guys want to do in the future? Okay, do you want to become an artist, a singer, a writer, a movie star? Okay, if your parents say go ahead, go for it, it means they support you. They want you to do it. They approve of it and they want to try to do their best to maybe help you kind of achieve this dream. Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. All of the fans supported the team by cheering them on.
Okay, and in this case, the argan oil is supporting the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Economy means the flow of money either inside, into, or out of a country, city, or other kind of group or thing. And it involves buying and selling goods, supplying services, and so on. It's basically where the money comes from, what
mm-hmm.
you do with it, and where the money goes afterwards. If a country has a strong economy, there will be plenty of jobs. So to support an economy means
right.
creating jobs, creating something that can be sold. So the oil and the production of argan oil for
mm-hmm.
Tiffany's hair supports people's lives. It
mm-hmm.
means they have jobs, they can sell things, they can make money.
Uh-huh. All right, so next in the article says, in this way, Moroccan goat's unusual habit is valuable to the whole nation. All right, so we can see that they depend on this argan nut, this argan tree, and because of the goats kind of eating it for them and helping
mm-hmm.
them out, it really helps them out with the whole economy. And to, you know, I think in general, it provides a lot of jobs, it provides a lot of people different things too.
Yep.
So this one nut can give off so many things. Mm-hmm. All right, so here we saw the word Moroccan. Now, basically, Moroccan is just a way to describe the people from the country of Morocco.
Anything from Morocco.
So, exactly.
Yeah, as a noun, it could be a Moroccan, a guy mm-hmm. from Morocco, or a Moroccan something, Moroccan food, Moroccan restaurants, Moroccan goats, and so on.
Actually, there's also something called Moroccan oil, too. Mm. So I think it's both kind of the same thing, but maybe argan oil sounds a little bit fancier.
I don't know.
If you knew the whole true story...
That you're putting goat poo on your hand. No, you're not. That's just silly.
Yeah, I think they probably did something else to make
it probably cleaned it good
first. Yeah, don't worry.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our article. So it's now time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, what is the strangest thing you've seen an animal do? Goats climbing trees, for example.
Uh-huh.
And what happened?
Okay, well, I don't know if this is a really strange thing, but do you know the animal, the alpaca?
Alpacas, yes.
Yeah, alpacas.
Kind of a bit like llamas, something like that.
But a cuter version of a llama, okay. I think. Well, I was trying to take a picture with it, and it ate my hair. Because maybe it thought my hair was food. And in the picture, it's really funny. You can see me kind of, you know, really happy, smiling. And all of a sudden, the next second, I'm like, ah.
It must be all that argan oil in your hair. It smelled like, smells a bit like goat poo. I like this.
Delicious.
You know, it smells like, because they're kind of goats, aren't they? So
maybe.
It's related somehow.
What about you?
Well, my parents' cats used to do all sorts of strange things.
Oh.
And I could talk for like an hour about the strange things it did. My favorite one was, we had the polish on our table removed.
Okay.
So it was just bare wood. And the cat just walked across it, licking it.
Whoa.
And then it just fell on its side and sat there for a bit.
that is very strange.
It's like, what are you doing, cat? There seems to be no purpose to this behavior. It was obviously happy, but it wasn't in any trouble.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why it did it. That was a very strange cat. There you go. What about you guys? Have you seen some really unusual animal behavior? Talk about it, chat about it, practice your English. That's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for watching. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tree climbing goats in Morocco. Goats are known to be skilled climbers. Thus, it might not surprise you to see these animals in the mountains or climbing rocky peaks. What might give you pause, however, is the sight of a tree full of these creatures. Yet, in Morocco, it is common for goats to climb tall argan trees in search of food. Morocco has an especially dry climate, and food can be scarce. This makes argan trees, with their leaves and fruits, especially attractive to goats. For centuries, goats have been climbing argan trees in the hope of having a filling meal. What's more, many locals encourage goats to do so. Some even trim the branches of argan trees to make it easier for goats to climb them. That's because when goats eat argan fruits, they often spit out the hard nuts inside. These nuts, also found in goat droppings, are used to make argan oil. This valuable oil helps support the country's economy. In this way, Moroccan goats' unusual habit is valuable to the whole nation.
Vocabulary Review.
Skilled. The skilled painter can paint pictures that look just like real life. Peak. The peak of the mountain is covered in snow, even during the summer. Scarce. Water is scarce in the desert because it is a very dry place. Local. Locals in this beach town have opened many hotels and restaurants for tourists. Spit. The dog spit out a bone onto the ground from the meat we gave it. Support. Dean tries to support small businesses, such as cafes and shops owned by people from his town.